Let's go to American politics now for a change of pace. This isn't really much of a change of theme, though. Donald Trump has laid into the media and defended his administration at a media briefing at the White House.
The media is trying to attack our administration because they know we are following through on pledges that we made, and they're not happy about it for whatever reason. But a lot of people are happy about it. In fact, I'll be in Melbourne, Florida, at 5 o'clock on Saturday. And I heard that the crowds are massive that want to be there. I turn on the TV, open the newspapers, and I see stories of chaos. Chaos. Yet it is the exact opposite. This administration is running like a fine-tuned machine, despite the fact that I can't get my cabinet approved.
There you go, Simon. Simon Marks is with us. There you go, Simon.
Thanks,
it's your fault. It's your fault. This is a finely tuned machine. There's no chaos.
I've never seen anything like this. He's been on his feet now for just over an hour. He has launched a non-stop blistering attack on the press. He says that because of press reporting about allegations that his own top aides were in, according to U.S. intelligence officials, constant contact with the Russians during last year's election campaign, that, he says, is all a ruse. It's fake news, but it will have led Vladimir Putin to conclude that he won't be able to do a deal with President Trump because President Putin will have concluded that Donald Trump is under so much pressure over the way in which he deals with Vladimir Putin that a deal now will be off the table. In other words, that's all the press's fault. The departure of Michael Flynn, the embattled national security advisor, whom Donald Trump actually fired on Monday, he continues to express buyer's remorse over that decision, and he's made it very clear in this press conference that the reason he fired Michael Flynn was because Mike Pence, the Vice President of the United States, insisted on Michael Flynn's departure from the White House. It's very clear that Donald Trump is unhappy about having to have done that. And he's engaged in a almost a review, show by show, program by program, of CNN's output with the CNN White House correspondent Jim Acosta, in which he has described the tone of the network's broadcasting towards him as being one of pure hatred, something that the network's correspondent in the room tried to push back against. This thing is still going on. It is evident that Donald Trump wants to put the message across that he believes he still enjoys a considerable wellspring of support among his core supporters out in the country. And you heard him say there he's going to be heading out on the road to Florida and other locations. He argues to bask in the glory of the achievements that he's already notched up over the course of the last 3.5 weeks. But this is also a president who definitely, his demeanor in this news conference suggests that he has been rattled by the scale of the leaks that have been handed to news agencies and news organizations over the last few days by the country's intelligence agents. He insists that is now going to stop because he's putting people in charge that report to him at those intelligence agencies. I suspect his confidence might be slightly misplaced.
Thank you very much for that, Simon. Fascinating time. Simon Marks there reporting from Washington.